I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 881, Pardon or Probing? Yesterday, we started talking about what it takes to overcome the past, our past. If you missed it, because it was a weekend and you don't always listen on the weekend, you might go back and check it out. I want to invite you today to take a step further on that journey by choosing pardoning over probing. Maybe a story will help. I call this podcast T2G because Jesus said the two greatest commandments are to love God, not just a little bit, not once in a while, not only on Sunday or when we feel like it, but with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then that translates into how we love and forgive and give grace to others who are on the path with us. President James Garfield was a Christian church guy. He was elected president of the United States in 1880. 6 months later, he was shot in the back with a pistol. Now, he never lost consciousness, but at the hospital, the doctor probed the wound with his little finger to try to find that bullet, but he couldn't find it. So he tried a silver-tipped probe, but still, he couldn't locate it. They took the president to Washington, D.C. in the summer heat to try to keep him comfortable, but he was growing weaker and weaker and weaker. Teams of doctors tried to find the bullet, probing the wound again and again. They even, in desperation, asked Alexander Graham Bell, yes, that Alexander Graham Bell, to see if he could locate the metal inside the president's body. But he couldn't either. Now, the president hung on through July and August, but he finally died in September, not from the wound, but from the infection, because of the repeated probings of the wound. The repeated probings the doctors thought would finally help him, but it eventually killed him. Do we make that same mistake? Do we continue to choose to probe and probe and probe and probe our own wound or the wound of someone else? God has thrown our sins in the deepest sea, and he put a no fishing sign up, but we keep casting out to try to find them. Okay, sorry for the mixed metaphor, but you get the idea. It's not loving to yourself or anybody else to keep probing forgiven sin, to keep bringing it up, to keep hanging it over someone's head. You remember that time when you, or I'll never forget how you. The story is told of two monks who were traveling across the countryside when they came upon a woman sitting beside a river. They asked her if they could help, and she said, yes, I need to get across the river, but I can't. So the monks put the woman on their backs, and they carried her across the river, and then they continued on their way. After a couple of miles, one of the monks began to complain about his back, and after 5 miles, he sat down and he threw a pity party. You know my back hurts. We shouldn't have carried that woman across the river. Why did we do it? Now my back will be sore for days. The other monk said, that's your problem. I sat her down 5 miles back, and you're still carrying her. You know, when you carry shame and guilt and pain on and on and on, you carry what the Lord never intended for you to keep. And when you force other people to continue their shame and to carry their blame and their guilt that Jesus has already forgiven, well, you're not practicing T2G at all. Here's the great question. Is there anything in your life or someone else's that God has forgiven, but you're still carrying? Why not let it go today? Let's pray this prayer adapted from thehopeline.com. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to forgive. Take the burden of unforgiveness and bitterness away from me. Help me to give up my right to get even. Free me from toxic emotions that are keeping me in the painful grip of the past. I want to forgive as you have forgiven me. I may not feel like forgiving, but I know with your strength and in your power, I can forgive. I know I need to forgive for the healing to happen. And in Jesus' strength and example, I pray you'll help me. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 881. And in the meantime, Paul wrote to the Ephesians, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Now the flip side, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. I pray that you will experience the lightening of your soul today as you choose pardon over probing.